for the growing population, but don't kid yourself, this is a one-way street. Our NHS would break down if we didn't have the contribution of migrants.
But do you accept in part some of the point that some of our listeners are making?
I accept that if you're going to have an increase in population, you have to make sure that you've got enough places in your schools and enough resources in your hospitals to fill that. I think it's wrong to say that migrants are creating the problems in NHS. Actually, I think our NHS would break down if we didn't have the contribution of migrants there.
Thank you all very much. Thank you. Thank you. Margaret Hodge, who's chair of the Public Accounts Committee, Dr. Ben Stanhope from Birmingham Children's Hospital, and Dr. Anthony Mahmood from the Royal Albert Edward Infirmary in Wigan, and Luke as well, who's training to be a GP, so spends a lot of time in A&E. If you have relevant insight into this area about the shortages, what sort of impact it's having, what the reasons are, what your theories are as to why people aren't choosing this as a job, do let me know, 0500 909 693.